He led them to the very edge of the forest. Holding his lamp up high, he pointed down a narrow, winding earth track that disappeared into the thick black trees. A light breeze lifted their hair as they looked into the forest.
"Look there," said Hagrid. "See that stuff shining on the ground? Silvery stuff? That's unicorn blood. There's a unicorn in there been hurt badly by summit. This is the second time in a week. I found one dead last Wednesday. We're going to try and find the poor thing. We might have to put it out of its misery."
"And what if whatever hurt the unicorn finds us first?" said Malfoy, unable to keep the fear out of his voice.
"There's nothing that lives in the forest that'll hurt you if you're with me or Fang," said Hagrid. "And keep to the path. Right now we're going to split into two parties and follow the trail in different directions. There's blood all over the place. It must have been staggering around since last night, at least."
"I want Fang," said Malfoy quickly, looking at Fang's long teeth.
"All right, but I warn you, he's a coward," said Hagrid. "So, me, Harry and Hermione'll go one way, and Draco, Neville and Fang'll go the other. Now, if any of us finds the unicorn, we'll send up green sparks, right? Get your wands out and practice now, that's it. And if anyone gets in trouble, send up red sparks, and we'll all come and find you. So, be careful. Let's go."